Welcome to the Colorado Counseling Podcast, proudly presented by Overcomers Counseling. Today, we're exploring a topic that resonates with many, what science says about rejection and how to overcome it. Experiencing rejection can be a profound source of pain, yet it's a universal aspect of the human condition. What insights do scientific studies offer about this emotional challenge, and how can we apply these findings to our lives for better resilience and personal growth? In this episode, we'll uncover the mechanisms behind rejection, discuss its effects on our minds and bodies, and share strategies to help you overcome these experiences with strength and confidence. Join us as we explore this compelling subject, offering guidance and support every step of the way. Rejection, in its essence, is the act of being dismissed or denied by others, manifesting across various aspects of life, including personal relationships, professional environments, and social settings. This phenomenon can trigger profound emotional pain, underscoring the importance of comprehending its effects on human psychology and physiology. The scientific study of rejection reveals that experiencing denial can lead to significant psychological distress, as it often activates the same neural circuits associated with physical pain. This connection underscores the fundamental human need for belonging and acceptance, illustrating how deeply societal bonds influence our health. By examining these relationships, researchers can propose strategies for resilience in the face of rejection. These include developing a stronger sense of self-acceptance and engaging in practices that promote emotional recovery and psychological growth. Such strategies are grounded in the understanding that while rejection is an inevitable part of human interaction, its impact can be softened through informed and deliberate actions. Science advocates for a proactive approach that includes self-care and positive reframing. Techniques such as mindfulness, self-compassion, and the pursuit of supportive social networks have been shown to effectively reduce the sting of rejection. Viewing rejection as a momentary setback rather than a defining failure can foster resilience and open doors to new opportunities and connections. As individuals incorporate these scientific insights into their approach to rejection, they pave the way for enhanced personal development and more fulfilling interpersonal relationships. Interpersonal rejections have a significant and distressing impact on individuals' lives, an effect that has been extensively documented by scientific research. Whether it's the end of a romantic relationship, the loss of a friendship, being ostracized by peers, or being excluded from group activities, each scenario triggers a cascade of psychological responses. These include increased stress, diminished self-esteem, and in some cases, long-term effects on mental health, highlighting the profound influence of social bonds on humans. Romantic rejection often leads to intense emotional distress, impacting an individual's sense of identity and self-worth. The end of a romantic relationship, especially one that is deeply valued, can result in profound grief, akin to mourning the loss of a close relative or friend. Similarly, the dissolution of a friendship, particularly one that has been long-standing and intimate, can evoke feelings of betrayal and loneliness, challenging an individual's trust in future relationships. Ostracism and exclusion, whether in a workplace, academic setting, or within a social circle, not only affect immediate emotions, but can also contribute to a sense of social isolation, increasing the risk of developing anxiety and depression. Support systems play a critical role in buffering the negative effects of rejection. While individual coping mechanisms, such as reframing the experience and engaging in activities that bolster self-esteem, can facilitate healing. Scientific studies offer insights into how the anticipation of rejection can lead to heightened sensitivity to social cues, potentially skewing the interpretation of interactions toward perceiving exclusion where there might be none. This hypervigilance often results in preemptive emotional responses designed to protect the self from the perceived threat of rejection, illustrating a complex interplay between fear of exclusion and emotional regulation. Upon experiencing rejection, individuals commonly report a spectrum of emotions, including hurt feelings, jealousy, loneliness, shame, guilt, social anxiety, and embarrassment. These emotions are not merely psychological responses, but are deeply rooted in our physiology. Hurt feelings, for instance, can evoke a tangible ache, underscoring the physical manifestation of emotional pain. Jealousy and loneliness can lead to rumination and a sense of isolation, while shame and guilt often prompt introspection about one's perceived inadequacies. Social anxiety and embarrassment, meanwhile, can deter individuals from future social interactions in an attempt to avoid further instances of rejection. Together, these emotions form a complex response system that reflects the multifaceted impact of rejection on an individual's psychological state. Research has pinpointed specific brain regions involved in processing these intense emotions related to social distress, notably the anterior cingulate cortex, ACC, and the prefrontal cortex, PFC. The ACC is known to play a crucial role in emotional pain processing, explaining why rejection can feel as distressing as physical pain. The PFC, on the other hand, is involved in regulating emotional responses and social behavior, highlighting its importance in managing the aftermath of rejection. Through this lens, the intricate relationship between the brain, our emotions, and social interaction becomes evident, emphasizing the deep-seated nature of our response to rejection. When someone experiences rejection, it can act as a mirror reflecting back their deepest insecurities and fears about not being good enough, lovable, or valuable to others. This reflection isn't just a fleeting moment of doubt, but can evolve into a persistent belief that one is inherently unworthy of positive relationships and outcomes. The impact of this on self-esteem is profound, as individuals may start to internalize the rejection, attributing it to their perceived flaws rather than external circumstances or the preferences of others. This cycle of thought can erode confidence over time, making it increasingly challenging to engage openly and authentically in social situations or to pursue personal goals with optimism. And with that, we're pausing briefly on the Colorado Counseling Podcast. Before we continue our engaging discussion, let's take a moment to acknowledge the dedicated professionals at Overcomers Counseling. At Overcomers Counseling, you'll find a team of experienced therapists dedicated to providing tailored therapy and counseling services designed to meet your individual needs and goals. In our safe and supportive atmosphere, you're encouraged to share openly, paving the way for personal development and healing. If you're feeling burdened or know someone in need of support, please don't hesitate to get in touch. Visit us at overcomewithus.com or call 719-345-2424 for more information. Now let's get back to the heart of our discussion on the Colorado Counseling Podcast. Social anxiety and embarrassment often serve as anticipatory responses to the mere possibility of rejection. Before an actual rejection event occurs, individuals may experience heightened levels of anxiety and embarrassment at the thought of engaging in social interactions that could potentially lead to rejection. This anticipation acts as a psychological defense mechanism where the fear of experiencing rejection prompts individuals to either avoid social situations altogether or approach them with trepidation. The dread of being judged, misunderstood, or not accepted can significantly hinder one's ability to connect with others, leading to a self-fulfilling prophecy where the fear of rejection becomes a barrier to forming meaningful relationships. In the aftermath of a rejection episode, sadness and anger are common emotional responses. However, these feelings are not necessarily indicative of low relational value, but rather reflect a natural reaction to having one's expectations unmet or feeling wronged in some way. Sadness often stems from the loss associated with rejection, such as the end of a relationship or missed opportunities for connection. Anger, on the other hand, can arise from perceived unfairness or frustration over the situation. Both emotions play crucial roles in the rejection experience, serving as signals that something important to the individual's sense of self or their goals has been disrupted. While social anxiety and embarrassment can preemptively protect individuals from potential rejection, they can also limit opportunities for growth and connection. Similarly, while sadness and anger in response to rejection might not stem directly from feelings of low worth, they nevertheless underscore the significance of the rejected bond or opportunity in the individual's life. Acknowledging these emotions and the role they play in the context of rejection can provide valuable insights into personal values and resilience strategies, ultimately fostering a greater understanding of oneself and how to navigate future social situations more effectively. Emotions, if not addressed, can lead to a downward spiral of self-doubt and isolation. Acknowledging feelings of rejection as valid responses to a painful experience is the first step toward healing. Practical strategies for coping with the aftermath of rejection involve both internal reflection and external actions. One effective approach is to practice self-compassion, reminding oneself that rejection is a universal experience and not a reflection of one's worth. Engaging in activities that bolster self-esteem and bring joy can also be a powerful antidote to the negative self-talk that often accompanies rejection. Reaching out to a supportive network of friends or family can provide a much-needed external perspective and emotional support. Writing about the experience in a journal or exploring creative outlets like art or music can also serve as therapeutic ways to express and work through emotions. Another strategy is to view rejection as an opportunity for growth and learning. This perspective shift can transform a seemingly negative experience into a valuable lesson about resilience, personal boundaries, or understanding one's own needs and desires more clearly. Seeking feedback, when appropriate, can offer insights into areas for improvement or clarification on why the rejection occurred, which can be particularly useful in professional or academic contexts. The importance of cultivating and sustaining positive interpersonal relationships is paramount in enhancing one's quality of life and diminishing the sting of rejection. The fabric of our social lives, woven with threads of connections to others, significantly influences our emotional and psychological health. Positive interactions and bonds with those around us provide a sense of belonging and support, critical components in facing life's inevitable challenges, including rejection. These relationships serve as emotional anchors, offering comfort, reassurance, and a sense of security that can help soften the blow of not being accepted in certain situations. By surrounding ourselves with a network of supportive individuals, we equip ourselves with a resilient foundation. In the aftermath of rejection, the value of having strong, positive relationships becomes even more evident. Such connections often act as mirrors, reflecting back to us our worth and capabilities when we might be doubting ourselves. Through meaningful conversations, shared experiences, and the simple act of being there for one another, these relationships help rebuild any dents to our self-esteem caused by rejection. Furthermore, they provide a platform for constructive feedback and encouragement, which can be instrumental in personal growth and overcoming similar obstacles in the future. Actively working towards building and nurturing these positive connections requires effort and intentionality. It involves reaching out, showing genuine interest in others, and being present in the relationships we value. This could mean setting aside time for family and friends, participating in community activities, or simply making an effort to engage more deeply with those around us. As we invest in our relationships, we create a mutually beneficial environment where support and positivity flourish. As we close another episode of the Colorado Counseling Podcast, brought to you by Overcomers Counseling, we reflect on today's enlightening discussion: what science says about rejection and how to overcome it. We've explored the emotional impact of rejection and shared strategies that science supports for dealing with these difficult moments. Our goal is to arm you with knowledge and tools to help you move through rejection with grace and resilience. If you're feeling inspired by today's topic, or if you're seeking support on your personal journey, Overcomers Counseling is ready to stand by your side. With a dedicated team passionate about your growth and recovery, They offer the guidance and resources you need to transform challenges into stepping stones. To learn more about how they can assist you, visit overcomewithus.com or connect with them directly at 719-345-2424. Your journey to overcoming begins with reaching out. Thank you for joining us on the Colorado Counseling Podcast. We hope today's insights into the science of rejection and strategies for overcoming it have empowered you. Join us next time for more.